Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
You know what I think everybody in the world needs, especially the people in this room?
What?
Like an outlet to complain about rudeness.
Oh, okay.
I think we have all forgotten how to be nice to each other because we were locked inside.
Definitely.
And we just like, we spend most of our time communicating behind a keyboard, so we don't know what the parameters are when you're actually faced with somebody.
That's true.
Where it's like, I've seen somebody, I was at a restaurant and somebody was at a bar top or whatever, and this guy ordered a big old burger and was clearly like a vegan-y type person next to him. And they're like, they were just like, I can't believe you're going to put that in your body. And it's like, you're 100% welcome to not want to put that in your body, but you're rude as hell to tell him. I mean, look at him. He's given up on life. He's eating a burger at a bar. Like, let him end it in style.
Let him live.
Yes. Let him, I want, Amber was talking about like a radio related thing. And I think it happens to everybody. And I don't know if it only happens to us, but just say what happened.
Just when you're having a conversation with someone and then they ask you what you do. And, you know, you say, oh, I work in radio. And they're like, oh, I don't really listen to the radio. Or like, oh, I'm more of a podcast person.
Yeah. I Bluetooth all the time.
Yeah.
Radio.
I'm just like, great.
Who would do that?
There's a lot of people. I run into that, not just with the radio. They'll ask me something. If I like something, I'm like, and automatically it's the opposite.
Immediately.
It's like they're hoping I would be the opposite of them so they could be the...
What are you watching right now? Office? Oh, my God. The Office is terrible.
Stand.
You know what's a good show? Is like, no, you know, I don't care. Like,
right.
Look, first off, I didn't start this conversation.
Exactly.
Right.
You did. Like, you want to know what I do for a living. Like, you don't... Like, where do you work? Express. Oh, my God. I hate Express. Banana Republic is the only... Like, who would do that? Would anybody in this room ever do... Like, even if you don't like Express, you'd go, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Awesome.
Right. Because you have
good
your
for
opinion.
You.
Yes. That's your...
Yeah. What do you gain by saying, "Oh my God, radio is dead. Podcast is the way."
I listen to Spotify.
Like Joe Rogan is life. What do you do?
And they say it like
all the time,
like that. Yes.
Or you know, this isn't rude, but it's just people don't get it. It's like, what do you do? Radio? I'm Slacker. Oh my God, I love you guys. I listen to your morning show all the time. I'm like, not on in mornings.
You're right. Yeah. Yes, they always.
So now you're rude by lying about it.
Right.
You're pretending to like me, and you don't.
Because
you don't know what time I wake up. I don't. Sorry, gotta roll the shoulders back. All right, so we're gonna give you the radio station right now to complain about the rudest thing that's happened to you.
Heck yeah.
Rude. You can text us at 51059. The direct route to the radio station is 303-222-5423. Amber, also, weren't you serving somebody that was... I hate just folk...
Yeah, you just... In the service industry, you just get so many rude people. But this one time, I will never forget. I had one guy, and he just was at a table by himself. And, you know, it was like rush time, like dinner time. I'm busy running around, have multiple tables. And he just kept calling me over and wouldn't need anything.
He wasn't asking for Cholula.
He wasn't asking for a refill or water or a sauce or ordering anything else. He just was like trying to talk to me. And eventually I got like a little frustrated and was like, okay, do you need something? Because I'm really busy right now and I can't really chat with you. And he's like, aren't you here to serve me? And I was like, I'll be back with my manager.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Bastard.
The other thing, and this one video went viral, people on planes have lost their damn minds.
Yes.
Apparently, right?
There's been a few videos. Some of them I think are doctored. Like the woman, or like a setup, like the woman who put her hair over the back of the chair.
Okay.
And then the person eventually put gum in it. Like, keep your body in your little two feet space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But somebody put their feet like up on the armrest in front of them, I believe.
Bastard,
right?
Yes.
Bare feet.
Yes.
What are you doing?
That's the most, because I think people on the internet might be reacting because then the person who had the armrest opened a bottle of water and dumped it on them. And there's some people going, that's rude. And that's not rude.
No.
That's reactionary to rude.
There it is.
But you're.
Is that how they took care of it?
Yeah, you would immediately recoil your feet.
Yeah.
Once cold water starts hitting
and it. And that's all that.
Your
lesson learned.
Yes.
Don't put your feet on stuff,
thank
nasty.
Thank you.
All right, so this is where we're going to take your rudeness. If you're one of the people, I just want, as a caveat, if you're one of the people who said to us you're riddling into podcasts, we forgive you. Just stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to do it anymore. Right. All right, so the rudest thing that's happened to you, we call it rude. Let's start with Stacey.
Yay.
Rude.
Very. Okay, so I went to the doctor because I had a rash on my thigh, and the doctor said it's because I'm fat.
He said what?
And I'm like, dude, I'm not coming to you to give me any sort of opinion. Just, like, fix this rash.
Did he say, like, your phone broke up, but did he call you fat?
Yeah.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, let's be.
Got a cut to cure? Is that what you're talking
about? No, I'm just saying, we actually talked about this off air, and I probably shouldn't say it out loud, but when I weighed more, I discovered one time in Mexico, walking around gave me a massive rash on the inside of my thighs, because I'm like, my thighs were rubbing together, and there's salt water in there and a little bit of sand.
Oh.
It was like.
Chafing happens and all of it.
He was being He could have just soften the blow a little.
Exactly.
So he's right.
No, that's not cool though.
Yeah, like just give me a cream or a pill or something. Like,
don't be right.
Don't you want?
You could say it happened because of the friction or something, but you can't be like, you're fat, so you deserve this rash.
But
like,
he wasn't wrong.
Doctor, be thorough though, and like treat it, but then also tell you how to prevent it.
Get some money's worth out of this deal.
No,
yeah, don't call someone fat.
You're right.
If you want a repeat customer,
you're right.
I say okay.
You're right, Stacey. That's fully rude. As at least two of us in the room have been as well. Thank you for the call, Austin.
Yeah, guys.
Yay.
Rude.
How's it hanging?
Good. What was rude?
I think that was right there.
That's kind of rude.
All right. This was slightly distasteful. So a couple of years ago, I have a younger brother. His name is Kevin. And my grandfather passed away.
Oh, sorry.
It wasn't unexpected. It was just kind of, he was just getting old, you know?
Yeah.
We had a beautiful funeral, and as things were winding down, I don't know, I think my head is in a weird place. So I just kind of dared him to take a selfie with the casket.
What?
Oh, no.
The heck?
I didn't post it or anything. I just said, just to kind of, you know, just to have it for memory. But I didn't think he was going to do it, and he ended up doing it.
With an open casket or a closed casket?
No, it was closed. Come on.
Oh, come on. You're right. I didn't realize you had a line of
poop. That's
great. Or bad. What?
Dang.
Did he post it or just everybody saw him taking a selfie?
No, it was just, I think there was somebody by the door. We made sure that nobody was around. You know, we're family and we're the grandchildren. So we just asked for a private moment. And I don't know, man. My head was messed up and I didn't think he was going to do it. I don't really have a good excuse, but
I don't know if it's rude or just effed up.
Yeah.
But either way, don't ever post that photo.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, man. We have our favorite caller on the planet.
Oh.
Claire.
Oh.
Yay.
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 Rude. No, somebody's rude to Claire, if somebody's rude to you, we're going to thump them.
Yeah.
So it never ceased to amaze me. Like, I will meet somebody for the first time. We're having a conversation, and they seem to think it's perfectly okay to go, "Oh, hello, you're from England." And I'm like, first of all, nobody in England sounds like Dick Van Dyke off of Mary Poppins. Nobody. Second of all, if I was an Asian person, would you go, "Oh, hello"? No, you wouldn't, because they call you a racist.
You're, I'm like, yeah. Right.
That's a good point.
But your accent, we just all... I understand that you think it's rude. It's intoxicating, and we just want to be like you.
Yeah, so that's why we go, pip, pip.
Right, but it is rude as hell.
Pop over the pond.
It is. Okay. I'm more than happy to tell you about my homeland, share my history with you.
Yes.
Just don't try to do the accent.
Okay.
Yeah, because none of us do it good.
We don't.
Your car has a bonnet.
Steve, stop.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Steve's just, the only reason you don't think he's rude is he sucks at the accent, so you can't tell he's doing it.
Well, and it's Steve, so it's kind of like a 5-year-old. You know?
All right. You're right.
Yeah.
You got to give him the innocent card. All right. Thank you, Claire. Megan.
Yay.
Rude.
Okay. I hired a pair of movers to move stuff from my house to the, so I could have a garage sale. Outside. Real simple job. I had everything set up for him, right? I had moved a small dresser to the top stairs, so all they have to do is move it down the stairs, put it outside. I'm in the basement setting some other things up. I hear boom, boom, crash, horrible sounds from upstairs. I'm like, oh my God. I come upstairs. First, I check for bodies. Everyone's fine. But he had dropped my dresser, and it had tumbled down the stairs and exploded on the tile landing, okay? There's punctures in the wall. The electrical, one of my sockets is, like, punched into the wall. All kinds. It's not good, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's cleaning it up, and his partner, who was really young, and it was probably his first moving job or whatever, was like, well, you know, it wasn't a very well-made dresser, and it was kind of not the greatest quality wood, so, you know.
But
so
is the dresser's okay, wait.
I'm like, I didn't know what to say. I was speechless because he's young and doesn't. But it was my dresser. So that was
I paid you to move it, not break it.
Yeah.
Well, have me. Have me move a better dresser that's better made.
That is completely rude, Megan. Yes. Thank you. Gretchen.
Yay.
Rude.
So I work in education. I'm a teacher, and when I tell people what I do, they're always like, oh, that is such an easy job. You get like 3 months out of a year off.
You guys hate that with a passion.
Hate it. Hate
it's true.
It. Never mind the 14-hour days we work every day.
You guys do finger painting with little kids.
Okay. Shut up.
Whoa, that's below the belt.
You get a free lunch.
What do
you
have to do?
Thank you, Gretchen. We love what you do. Oh, my God. Maddie.
Hi.
Rude.
Well, I was a nursing student, and this year administering COVID vaccines, I had a man come up. I administered his vaccines, and then just was kind of giving him the spiel on what to do to mitigate his reaction to the vaccine. And he made a comment that I was pretty smart for a nurse because I knew all the ways to mitigate the vaccine.
Oh.
And then proceeded to ask me if I just wasn't smart enough to get into medical school, and that's why I'm doing the nursing route.
What?
So what
no!
is the
okay. Not going to let you do it, Steve. Okay. Thank you, Maddie. You're awesome. Okay. Nurses are super important.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Is there a way that you don't cannot top the rudeness that's already happened to each one of these people?
I just think they're valid questions.
Yeah, no, okay. Rebecca?
Yay!
Rude.
Yeah, so this just happened last weekend. I took my son to the park to play. He's almost two, and we were on a secluded bench, just, you know, not near anyone, and I was nursing him. And a woman made it a point to go from across the yard at the park to come and shame me and tell me that it was too sexualized and that he was going to grow up to be a pervert because he was nursing still at almost two.
Dang.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a level of rude that can get, like, La Leche League out with picket signs.
Yeah.
Like, that is ridiculous.
How'd you respond to that?
I didn't have a filter. There's few things that make me that mad, but when you do that with my son, I said, excuse me, it's none of your business. It's family legal, and there's no way you can say that he's going to be a pervert because he's still nursing and getting the nourishment he needs.
Then you lactate it all over. I would have done that
too. Oh, my God. Thank you for the call. Really, that is how...
A woman doing it to another woman.
I know, but there's something deeply wrong with the first one. Taylor?
Yay.
Rude.
So I was about 8 months pregnant, and I was working at one of the nicer restaurants in Cherry Creek.
Okay.
And I waddled these people right on over to their table, and when he sat down, he looked at me and said, do you even know who the father is?
Whoa!
What?
Oh, yeah. He looked right at my hand, didn't see a ring, and asked if I knew who the father was.
Do you know who the fuck?
Stop!
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.